Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right, let's get this show on the road this morning. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, are the vibes up? It's currently 97 degrees in the studio right now, so
I'm vibes. Literally getting another fan, so.
The vibes were up. I think the vibes are up for me. I lost 7 pounds just from not drinking.
Oh, I thought you meant in the studio.
No,
I'm
going to lose three more. I'm gonna lose three more this morning.
No, yeah, that's great. Honestly, that's all you needed was just a little detox. I was proud of you. You didn't drink on my birthday.
Yeah, I know. I had a little sip of something. That whatever you had in the back room there, stocked.
What?
I think it was Tito's, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you did drink?
I had a couple sips, yeah.
So sippy sip.
Just didn't feel too left out.
Well, one, two.
Well, yeah. Something. But anyways, the vibes are up. Vibes are up today. I'm ready to get this week started. We need a little structure, you know. Mondays are always the hardest to get back into it.
Mondays are, especially coming off of a weekend like this one. Woo-wee.
Right. You started on a Thursday and finally finished up late last night. Yeah.
I mean,
that's a lot, Breeze.
It is a lot. These things happen.
You wouldn't want it any other way.
No, not at all. I mean, 3 decades, 3 parties, makes sense. Goes without saying. You know, it'd be weird if I didn't. So, with that being said, how is everyone else doing? So, a lot of people, it was a big weekend for them, too, not because of my birthday, but because of the Kentucky Derby was on Saturday, so a lot of people, you know, celebrate and have parties for that.
Yep.
And then Cinco de Mayo was yesterday, and a lot of people like to throw a few marks back for that as well. So
that's right.
So big weekend overall for those who celebrate all of the things.
Anybody win any money on the Derby?
My dad won like $600.
Oh, your dad, man.
I know.
When does he not win when he gambles? He gambles.
That's what I said. It's crazy. My parents had a Derby party on Saturday, and then they threw my birthday party yesterday. So they've been a party animals this weekend. But what about you guys? Have you been party animals? What did you do?
Yeah, where's our friends at?
5-5-2-5-2-9-800. We have Molly here. Molly said, wild weekend this weekend, Breeze. Happy birthday. But also, I celebrated the Derby and Cinco de Mayo. It was a fun time. Marks for days. Big Marg energy. My parents have a margarita maker at their house.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
We were just slinging them back yesterday.
Mm-hmm. They go down easy.
They do.
And then you stand up and game over.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Good times. What about you? How was your weekend?
Saturday was busy. Super busy. I watched Equalizer 1, 2, and 3 with Denzel Washington.
What is that?
It's a great movie. Oh, Denzel. And then went for a long walk, met up with some friends, stopped at my parents' house, check up on, you know, get the mail, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But pretty chill on Saturday. And Sunday, I It's just all a blur. I hung out with my family yesterday at my brother's house. Mm-hmm. Hung out with the kids.
Good.
They had it catered by Rubino's. It was a birthday.
Whose birthday?
My brother's father-in-law. So
you're never celebrating a birthday.
Everybody was there.
It's always these Italians. We need to talk about it.
And then my brother's brother-in-law. It was his actual birthday yesterday.
We have the same birthday?
Yeah. So we all celebrated. They also wished you a very happy birthday.
Philip?
No.
Oh.
No, Christopher.
Oh, it's your brother's birthday?
No, my brother Anthony's brother-in-law.
Okay.
My sister-in-law Heather's brother.
My head hurts. You guys celebrate.
There's a lot of birthdays.
So many birthdays.
I know, it's constant.
It's never not. Every weekend it's like, we had a birthday. It's like, oh my God.
And my nephew's going to be 9 in June. And I said, what do you want for your birthday? New AirPods. I said, you don't own a phone. Yeah, but I got a tablet. I said, oh, come on, dude. Really? Those are like $250. I don't care. Oh, God. All right. You get a notebook.
New AirPods.
You get a notebook with a mechanical pencil. And you can write down what you really want. Okay? How's that sound?
Oh, my gosh. That's wild. A lot of people are really quiet this morning. They must have had one too many margaritas.
Oh, yeah, people are getting it after it. You know, I drove by last night, Silver Iguana on Winton Road there.
Mm-hmm.
Packed.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it be? Well, thank you guys for your vibes this morning and checking in with us. Appreciate that.
My vibes are good. I mean, sky high.
We know where you stand. Okay, I think we trust me. Your vibes have been up since Wednesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Vibes have been really high since
You're not hungover or anything, right?
No. I didn't even really drink this weekend.
Except for Friday
I did. And then Thursday.
Yeah. And then Saturday night for dinner. Yeah. So, I don't know what you're talking about.
oh, God.
Glad the vibes are up. Glad you're officially 30, Breeze. The new chapter can officially begin. Coming up on the show, we got to talk about this disappearance of Judith Gerwin from Sodus Point in 1991. What happened? Why did it take so long to finally put the pieces together? We'll tell you what's happening.
Something's going on the inside.
Yeah, we'll tell you some of the story of what's happening and what investigators believe really took place back in 1991. That's all coming up for the big story of the day next on PXY Mornings.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome back to the show. The unresolved disappearance of Judith Gerwin from Sodus Point in 1991 has taken a significant turn, with authorities now treating the case as a homicide investigation. Basically, the story here is Judith vanished over 3 decades ago, and her daughter, Amy, says her mother's boyfriend at the time is to blame for her mom's death / disappearance. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office disclosed that forensics evidence recently uncovered in the course of their investigation has prompted them to reclassify Gerwin's case as a homicide.
Mm.
So back in 2020, hunters discovered remains on Gardner Road.
Jeez.
Near the Chimney Bluffs, which took investigators 4 years.
Have you ever been out there?
No, I don't know.
It's really nice out there.
Is it?
Yeah, but it's like obviously super secluded out in Sodus.
I don't know how that happens. I mean, let's say that her body was buried, and then all of a sudden it takes almost 4 decades for the remains to just kind of being sit there. I don't know how they were discovered, but hunters discovered them. And then this was on Gardner Road, yeah, near the Chimney Bluffs. And so they had to identify them as belonging to Judith Gerwin, because Judith's daughter, Amy, has long harbored suspicions about her mother's then boyfriend, saying he was really abusive, had a ton of abusive behavior, and the fact that he profited from selling all her mother's possessions left in the apartment after her disappearance.
Right.
Sold everything. She says everything that was left in her home, he sold and profited from. He moved on to Rochester and committed some crimes there. He then ended up serving a 15-year prison sentence here in Rochester. And later, when he was released from the prison sentence, In 2014, he moved back to the Albany, Schenectady area. So just so I understand, investigators believe she vanished in 1991 from a trailer park in Sodus Point.
Okay.
But it wasn't until 15 years later when the Wayne County Sheriff's Office looked into it as a missing person investigation. Why? They needed enough information to confirm she actually was missing. And that what? Takes 15 years to do? I guess I'm just confused how this works.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen Judith? No. Give it another 14 years.
Never seen her. Wow.
So they're asking anyone with info that can help with the investigation to call the Wayne County Sheriff's Office tip line 315-946-5800. This is wild.
This is
very interesting case. It always is very... See, this is why I like true crime documentaries, too. Mm-hmm. Because when they always start, hey, this person went missing 50 years ago, and now we're just piecing it together.
Right.
That's wild how they can do that.
I agree.
So, I hope this
It's always so rattling and, like, just interesting to know that a case can happen 20, 30 years ago, and then it could be cold, and then they could just like find something or reopen it, or someone comes at it with a fresh set of eyes, whether it be an investigator or somebody on the scene, and
or they find solved. DNA. Yeah.
Right. It's so crazy. It's, you know, I love a good murder doc and all of those things. We both do.
Yeah. I hope they put this case to rest soon, but right now they're still in the middle of piecing it together. We'll see what happens.
Absolutely. All right. Very, very sad, scary weekend out to the west of us in Buffalo. A 14-year-old girl was killed in a mass shooting that injured five other teenagers between the ages of 14 and 16 on Saturday night in Buffalo. According to the Buffalo police, all six victims were shot in a parking lot outside of an apartment complex around 11:30 on Saturday night. The female victim was taken to the Children's Hospital locally there in Buffalo, where she later died. But this was too young. I mean, mass casualties and shootings are not, you know, obviously great in any capacity. But when there's young teens involved, it's not good.
She was 14?
Mm-hmm. Right down the thruway, obviously, in Buffalo. But it's really, really sad and scary. Also, like... I don't know what kind of situation it was, like if it was like a parking lot party, but they were all in a parking lot for some reason. I don't know. Very sad. Thoughts and prayers for their families. And I hope the other five kids that were shot and taken into the hospital are
It's discouraging.
Be okay.
Yeah. I mean, you guys know, everybody reads the news. But yeah. I come in here for something in the morning, and every single morning, this is what I'm looking at right now. Two people die in triple shooting. Street in the city. Fatal stabbing at Winton Gardens Tower on East Main Street. Deadly crash in Pittsford. A garage fire. Another five hospitalized after car crashes into a tree in Upper Falls Boulevard. Another shooting. I guess this is slim pickings this morning.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
For sure.
It's just brutal, the news. So I'm like trying to find, I'm like, okay, well, this is, at least I don't have to talk about a shooting here, but
right.
You covered that, I guess.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, if you saw a child having a meltdown in a public place that you were paying to be at, and the mother did nothing to try to calm her child down, would you say something to them or just get up and leave? 585-252-9800. Let's chat about it. I'll tell you what I witnessed yesterday morning coming up after the break.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy 66 for the high today. Let's talk about screaming kids in a public place, shall we? What's the rule here? Airplanes, nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about it at all.
You're stuck. 30,000 feet up. What about coffee shops, though? Restaurants, churches, etc.
Take them outside.
What if your kid had a meltdown in one of these places? Do you ignore it? Or out of respect for everyone else paying to be there and enjoying themselves, do you take your child and make your way out of the establishment? Now, I will say I'm the type of guy, I've always pictured myself being the type of parent that is going to go out with my child. Mm-hmm. I won't be forced to sit home. I'm not going to do that. I need to feel like I still can travel. I have a life.
Right.
My kid's coming with. Store, weekend brunch, you know, whatever. They got to learn how to drink Bloody Marys at an early age. No, I'm kidding.
Period.
How many of you, though, as a parent, would allow your child to have a meltdown in public, in a public place, where people are trying to have a quiet, relaxing time? And yesterday morning, perfect example. Perfect example.
What happened yesterday?
I went to a small coffee shop because I like trying new spots every Sunday morning. And this place was very artsy, younger crowd, people on their laptops, you know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple people who were much older, they were there too, sharing conversation, talking about, I don't know, Great Depression. But this three-year-old kid had a meltdown. One of those screams that was, it could break glass. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for the parent to react. Nothing. They did nothing. And finally, a woman goes, excuse me, ma'am. Nobody wants to listen to that this early on a Sunday morning. Oh. Are you going to handle it? I'm like, oh, this is going to get great. And the woman goes, in a very condescending way, you know what? I'm so sorry, miss. You are so right. How dare I bring my child out with me? Let's go. You're bothering the poor old lady, is what she says to her child. And she grabbed her things and stormed out.
Oh, no.
And I felt the frustration from the mom. The dad sat there like a dunce, like, where are we? You know what I mean? Like, come on, dude, handle it. You know, are you awake?
Are you with us? Stay with us.
And they left. But it took this older lady to say something first before they did that. And how many of you think the mom was in the wrong for not doing anything to make her child stop screaming? Or how many think this older woman should have minded her own business and not said anything to the mother?
I think it's a mixed bag. I think both of them are kind of, I think they both played a role, if I'm being honest.
I think as a parent, you have a responsibility. I mean, when people start leaving the establishment, that's when you know it's a problem.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it this way, like, yeah, you can't always control kids. I think most parents, you know, great parents, can get a pretty good handle on their kid and their needs and what it will take to get them to settle down or stop crying.
Right, right.
But sometimes it's completely out of their control, right? And that's a frustrating thing to be able to...
A quiet coffee shop on a Sunday morning, nobody wants to hear that. They don't.
And I guess, listen, but people, also, it was rude of the lady to do that.
People, especially the ones without kids, they don't get it. So they'll get out of there quick, you know? Kids will be kids, I get that. But people specifically go to these places early on a Sunday to, like, have some peace and quiet, maybe enjoy some conversation. It's 9 a.m.
Right.
It was a lot. Because there's a time and place. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I was waiting for this mom to do something, say something. Nothing.
Yeah.
I would have gotten my kid and got him out of there. I don't want to be part of the problem.
I know. And then you also want to think about the local business that you're driving patrons away from. You know what I mean?
If you're not paying attention to your surroundings, then you obviously have not noticed two people get up and leave.
Right.
You know what I mean? Ashley's here.
Did it bother you?
It was nails on a chalkboard, yeah. And I, you know, I'm the type of person where I act like it doesn't bother me, but it was really hard to ignore it.
I get that.
It was very loud. Ashley says, hey guys, there was a time when parents would remove a screamer from a store or a restaurant, a church, wherever, even temporarily until the child calmed down. I haven't seen this happen in years, and I'm going to side with the older lady on this one. She was in the right to speak up and say something. Okay.
This person says, Moose, why is it up to the mom if the dad was there too?
Whoever. Parents, I don't care. Somebody say something. It's your kid.
This person says, children are a part of society and sometimes they cry. We as adults need to relax about it. Parents are doing their best. I mean, that is also true. Like,
I think as a parent, you get to a point too where you're like, I don't care anymore. You know what I mean? You're ignoring it, but it's hard for everybody else too.
Right.
Leah says, I worked at a hotel overnight when I used to live in Ocean City. And one night around 11:30 p.m., here comes two screaming children running around the lobby with no parents coming after them. And I am at the desk like, not today, Satan. Just because you're on vacation doesn't mean you are not responsible for your kids.
Right.
Leah.
Leah. This person says the lady would have had to say something if the parents did. Wouldn't have had to say something if the parents did something. As a mom, I would have took them outside and had them calm down. I mean, that's the move as old as time. Like, yeah, you remove your kid until they, so, you get them in a calm spot and then you bring them back in.
Right. So I called my buddy Gianni and I called him up and I said, hey, dude, you know, him and his wife have a 2-year-old son now. He can get a little crazy at times. I said, what do you think about this situation? I said, you know, you've been in this spot a handful of times with your son. What would you have done?
Right.
And he goes, here's the thing, man. As parents, it's very, very difficult because sometimes you're just overwhelmed and you want to be able to go out. That I right. totally understand.
100%.
He goes, but if we're out to dinner, and especially in a public place like that, the way we handle it is I'll finish eating and my wife will get up and maybe walk him around and make sure he calms down. And then she'll come back and I'll take turns if he's right. starting to get really fussy. But we will never allow him to just sit there and scream at the top of his lungs
right.
and not do anything to control the situation. I
100%.
Said, all right. I said, do you think that that woman was in the right to say something? He goes, I don't know. Okay. All right. Colleen says, I have a 4- and 7-year-old who have meltdowns and I don't deal with it. As the parent, you need to handle the situation. I once left a full cart of groceries in the middle of Costco because my daughter had a fit. She couldn't get her 10th free sample of the night. I think there's a lot of parents who let it slide.
Mm-hmm.
Could
I
be.
Agree with
it's
that.
It's not an easy job being a parent. I mean, I see my brother just go, oh, God, it's exhausting.
I mean, he's not a great example.
Sure he is. I mean, listen, he's, having 3 kids all close to the same age is not easy.
But was he always miserable?
He's not miserable. My brother's just, he's been stressed since birth. That's really what it comes down to.
Oh my gosh. This person says if you can't control your kid in public, then you shouldn't bring them. We were at a brewery yesterday in Pittsburgh, and these annoying children were literally running around through the chairs, using the brewery area as their personal playground. No bueno.
It's just, it's, there's some places you just don't do it. You don't do it.
Yeah, like, would you bring your kids to Roar? No.
You know, here's, I mean, here's the thing, too. Oh, damn it.
What?
I lost my train of thought.
Perfect. This person says, why would you ignore the child when it's clearly having a hard time? If it's not for people, it's not for the people in public, do it for your child who is struggling at 9 a.m.
Oh, man, in a coffee shop. Everyone's just talking about their weekend. Yes, it was good. It was good.
Oh, ah!
This kid was having a meltdown. Took his coloring book, threw it across the freaking room.
How old was the child?
Like 3 or 4. And the mom just sat there sipping her tea. It's crazy how we go from having meltdowns in public as a child to having meltdowns in public as adults because we're all drunk and we can't figure out how to deal with our emotions.
You're in the bathroom, the girl, the ladies' bathroom. No, you're so pretty.
This was... That was you Friday night.
No, literally. Live footage of May. That was live audio.
98PXY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.